We have Senator Jeff Wilson on the horn. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Johnny, and good morning, everybody in the beautiful Grays Harbor community.
What have you been up to?
Well, we're certainly not taking summers off. I tell you, since the legislature adjourned here back in after our 60-day short session, that just means we go back into our communities and we get ready and start doing our homework as we prepare for the 2025 session.
So you're going to be in town on Saturday, is that correct?
Absolutely. My favorite part of serving the district is when I serve, let's just say, face-to-face, in person, in front of real people to take any and all questions. And come on, Johnny, no scripts, no pre-planned speeches. This is how it's supposed to be. I've been holding town halls since I've had been honored to be elected here 4 years ago, and I learn so much by listening. And when you listen to the truth, which usually comes out of people's, you know, their voices in a face-to-face, that's the best way to understand how to represent people when you march back off to Olympia when we go into session. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody this Saturday. But also, don't forget, it's in person. You want to shake hands? Great. You don't want to shake hands? That's good, too. But just show up. I'll try to bribe everybody, Johnny, with some donuts and coffee. But this is the chance to come with any and all questions, and I can give you updates, address your concerns, and stand before the people who I work for as it should be.
I know everybody's different and, you know, blah, blah, et cetera, but are there any commonalities, common things that people, when you meet them in person, bring up or address or ask you about?
You know, that's not even a loaded question. That's an easy question. The number one topic revolves with this one big long word called government, their government. No matter what it is, I love that because the theme is usually whether it's taxation, representation, a problem. Listen, this is how people run and engage and influence their government. So all the topics, of course, naturally start like that. But, you know, one of the main things that you hear more and more and more, at least I've heard, continues on the rise is, are we safe in Washington State? And can we afford to live? Can we afford to exist daily with inflation still sticking around? Look at our gas prices. What are we, still the third highest in the nation? And I encourage people to compare their property taxes of today and then look back just a few years ago and see how much they've raised. I mean, myself, my wife and I live in a 1,200 square foot mobile home double wide trailer in a and let me tell you, my taxes have doubled in the past 4 years. And people have the initiative to say, why? And those are questions that need to be answered. And I'd love to have those discussions this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Grays Harbor Community College, again, or the Grays Harbor College there at the Bishop Center. Please show up and let's have these discussions openly and frankly.
Yeah, some people just blame the orange man along with everything else. You know, with your bills this last session, you're outnumbered up there, but you still did get some of yours heard and passed. Are you working on some new bills?
Absolutely. You know, come on, we've known each other for a few years now, and I know I can go on your show here, and it's a quality show. And I'm proud of that because I want your listeners to know I never stop, Johnny. As soon as we adjourn, I immediately start to build back bills. Some of the bills I'm working on, I already have draft form, as rent transparency, electric battery storage safety requirements, a property tax relief for low-income and seniors. And, of course, greatest hits that I'll bring back include like kid homes, affordable housing, and even that that bill that was so hard to get stick, the simple bill, the Evergreen State nickname. You'd think that the easiest bill that would be so easy to get through, just to make legitimate and make official Washington State to legally be known as the Evergreen State, it didn't pass last year, passed the Senate. But as usual, it got hung up in the House. So enough, everybody. You just have to keep trying and you come back. But there's some new topics, Johnny, if you'd let me discuss, and that is things like squatter bills. I have a bill coming out to address people that think that they can go to somebody else's property and squat and play that game. Well, I have some legislation that's coming out that is going to toughen up and tighten up our existing rules to say, listen, if it's not yours and you don't have permission, it's still not yours and you don't have permission. And another thing I'll, of course, be working on is a bridge safety. I mean, anybody and everybody has had recent talks of the horrible tragedy in Baltimore, Johnny. You know, the bridge that was hit by this ship, fell into the ground, and killed six everyday working people that were just up working on the bridge. And that tragedy has allowed me to put a spotlight on the bridges of our communities. And so I have a study bill that's already drafted that will say, wait a minute, are our bridges in Washington State, are they safe from commercial maritime traffic? Why not? And if they're not, why not? And what are we going to do about it? I have a bridge in my hometown that is a sad story, Johnny, very sad, and I'm going to use that as my spotlight for that new bill to get it pushed through. But there are many things that we're working on here, you know, on behalf of the 19th Legislative District, from also readdressing some of our friends that swim. Maybe they're not our friends. Sea lions, predation on our fisheries, the imbalance of predators that's taking a toll on our health of our fisheries and our salmon runs. You can't blame the dams for everything.
Oh, I'm sure they'll try. Hey, it's 16 minutes after 8. If you have any questions for Senator Jeff Wilson, we have him for one more segment. You can email or text message johnny@jodecia.com for local matters. It's about 20 minutes after 8. We have Senator Jeff Wilson on the horn with us. And if you have any questions for him, you can email or text johnny@jodecia.com. He'll be at the Bishop Center at Grace Harbor College on Saturday, part of that town hall. Can you still hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. And don't forget, for your listeners, maybe we can up the ante by saying, hey, there could be donuts and coffee there. Maybe that will incentivize people to show up. It's not as good as your coffee, Johnny, but we'll try to replicate that. But come on, donuts, come out and let me stand in front of all of you and field your questions and be accountable, because these were promises I made 4 years ago when I ran for this office. And I want to keep that, continue to keep those promises. I know it's rare in the political world, but I'm humble, and I'm deeply, deeply honored to serve, not be elected, but to serve, you know, the district. So this Saturday, I always enjoy town halls. I have others as well throughout the district. It's just one of many that are scheduled for this interim.
So what's your take on that, that high capacity ban being unconstitutional?
Well, this recent hot news that came out just a day or so ago should be talked about. And here's how it goes. In 2022, the legislature erroneously passed legislation that said you can't have any clips for your firearms that hold more than 10 rounds, at least going forward. The ones that you already have, we'll let you keep, but going forward, you can't have one that holds 11, 12, 13 rounds. And at that time, it was not bipartisan, Johnny. It was typical party divisiveness. The conservative Republicans said, we said that this was unconstitutional. Every one of us in the Senate stood on those lines and said, what are you doing? It's you're missing the point. This is not a constitutional law by any degree. Now, it still passed because that's what happens when you get a majority that may not at times completely grasp the constitutionality of both our federal and state constitutions. So fast forward a couple years, just a few days ago, a judge in Superior Court right here in Longview where I live ruled that this ban on high-capacity magazines is in fact unconstitutional. It doesn't do you any good to say I told you so, because we're not talking about feeling good on this. This type of legislation should have never happened. And the most thing I'm concerned about, Johnny, is when our government sells false hope or we sell false safety. It was sold 2 years ago that if you ban these clips, these high capacity clips, that things are going to get better and it's going to save lives. All right, Johnny, that is a fallacy. It was never true. It wasn't truthful. In fact, you and I both know it because the facts support it. The number one cause of death in our state has nothing to do with gun violence. And gun violence is never good, Johnny. It's not acceptable. But there we go again. We were blaming the gun. We were blaming the clip when, in fact, Washington citizens are killing themselves with drug overdoses. That's how we're killing each other, is with drugs, not with guns. You can combine cancer, knife attacks, gunshots, suicides, a number of things, and you still won't get to the number one cause of why Washington people are dying the most. It's drugs, Johnny. But yet we decided to lay blame on the firearm. And sure enough, Judge Gary Basher, a Superior Court judge in Talence County, ruled that this high-capacity ban was unconstitutional. Here's where the story gets interesting. Just 88 minutes later, an unelected Supreme Court justice or commissioner ruled that, took away that ruling and said, nope, it doesn't matter. Now listen, let's cover this. I believe that attorney Bob Ferguson is so overzealous. I'm going to tell you, how on earth did a Supreme Court commissioner read a 55-page ruling from Cowlitz County and in just 88 minutes make a decision to throw aside his determination? 88 minutes to make a decision that took months. The case that proved this case had been going on since for over a year and a half. But somebody connected probably through the advice of the attorney general didn't like it. And that's what's scary, Johnny, because it's not about whether you like things or not. It's about whether things are constitutionally allowed. And I'll stand my ground from day one and will to this day to say, look, you're selling people false hope that this is going to keep more people alive. I don't think it will. It doesn't really address gun violence because bad people, bad actors that use guns illegally in these crimes, I don't think they care what capacity magazine there is, legal or not. But regardless, I'm disappointed because politics seem to try to interfere and contaminate our constitutional rights. And you know where I'm going to come down, John. You can tell by the tone. I quit talking about donuts and coffee this Saturday, and I get all upset because here we go again with leadership failures, and I'll start with our attorney general failing.
I have a text. Let's see. What is your opinion on banning mail-in ballots? Show up at your local school, show your ID and voters registration.
Well, that's been a topic and a very popular one for the 19th district. Mail-in voting is not completely popular throughout the district. The problem is that the majority party will not budge. And even consider, I know this because I'm the ranking member on the Senate state government elections, we won't even be able to get a bill heard that says you're going to do in-person voting. But yet there are things that we can continue to fix. For example, One of the bills I have this year, Johnny, is a bill that says we're not going to let everybody see what party box you're supposed to check, you're required to check on presidential primaries. Recently, there were ballots mailed out to everybody in the state, registered voters that said, hey, who do you want in your presidential primary? And you got to check a box. You have to pick Republican or Democrat. It throws out the independents and everybody else, and you've got to do this. Well, I have a bill that is already drafted that is going to say, wait a minute, that type checking of the box on the outside of the envelope and the whole world gets to see, how about a little voter privacy and respect too, Johnny? So my bill will address those concerns. It's drafted. I can't wait to introduce it in December, because if we can't get to in-person voting, we still need to make sure our existing elections are safe and secure, but they also need to be private. Is it everybody's business what box you get to, you have to check on the outside of the envelope? I don't think so.
All right, we have you for a couple more minutes, and then you have amazing things to do today, right?
Absolutely. You know, I have bills to continue to prove. I have bridge concerns I'm working on. I have another bill that, as I mentioned, about commercial ship traffic protection for impacts and collisions on our bridges throughout the state. But today's full of meetings. You know, when you take the position, you can tell people you're honored, Johnny, and give those words. But really, your actions can speak louder. And you'll see me anywhere and everywhere throughout the 19th. And I really look forward to being in Grace Harbor to engage everybody this Saturday.
And there might be some pastries and coffee.
There might be, but you know, I'm pretty hyperactive. I need some sugar too, so I think I may take a bite or two out of it, or take one or two donuts, but there will be plenty for everybody.
Okay, after the town hall on Saturday, do you have any other events coming up where you'll be somewhere?
You bet. In fact, just 2 weeks later, on the 27th, I will be at Lower Columbia Community College here in Longview, Washington, at the Student Center, and we'll engage the Cowlitz-Wakayakum area. It's called Bouncing Around the District. I love the district. However, it's a pretty good drive. It's about 3 hours from end to end, and when you're driving, to go out and to visit with people in the district. So a lot of times, Johnny, I jump in my camper and I camp my way through the district, because it's a long and far distance between stops. And thank God I don't drive an electric pickup. I don't have enough range. I'd never make it. So I still use my good old F-350 with a 7.3 power stroke, because I know I can get to point of the end of the district to talk to people.
Hey, Senator, thanks for spending time with me. Man, I just got a text, a really good question about people leaving the state, but we're out of time. So we'll see you on Saturday, okay?
You got it, my friend. Thank you, everybody. See you soon.
Bye-bye.